I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. The Army, elected officials, and the Quad Cities Chamber of Commerce are shifting gears to support jobs and economic development on Arsenal Island. For 17 years, the federal government spent millions of dollars on the Arsenal Support Program initiative, known as ASPE. But over the winter, funding ran out and the program ended. In 2001, the Arsenal Support Program initiative became law, giving the Army permission to lease manufacturing space at its three arsenals to private companies. That included the Joint Manufacturing and Technology Center in the Quad Cities. Tim Fry has been the site manager of the Rock Island Arsenal Development Group since ASPE began. He says the goal was to reduce huge overhead expenses that prevented the factory from offering competitive bids. But then the 9/11 terrorist attacks changed everything.
For many years, that's what we did, was office space, which worked out pretty well because, again, with the war ramped up and the number of contracts that are awarded out of Rock Island, there were a fair number of defense contractors who wanted to have a presence here where those contracts were being let. So that was our primary, not our only, but our primary client was defense contractors who wanted to be next to the contracting command.
Over the years, Arsenal Island tenants paid the Army $7 million in rent under ASPE. But Fry says most of the buildings had been empty a long time.
It was old space. A lot of it wasn't in very good condition. So in addition to the legislation allowing us to do this leasing, we also each year had an earmark back in the days of earmarks up until 2010 in the defense budget for the renovation of buildings. So between 2004 and 2011, when the earmark stopped, we did $45 million worth of renovations to underutilized, kind of ignored space.
Overall, Fry says the Rock Island Arsenal Development Group helped the Army renovate 365,000 square feet into Class A office space.
We topped out with about 46 tenants at one time. And again, this goes back to 2011. But that was about the turning point where things kind of started falling off for the activity on the island, and obviously our activities kind of mirrored that. Between 2004 and 2012, the economic impact of the program here just at Rock Island was $431 million. And the economic impact in the area in 2009, the creation of 670 jobs.
Last year, East Moline Congresswoman Sherry Bustos wrote a measure called the Check Before You Rent Act as part of the defense spending bill.
It requires the Pentagon to certify that there is no extra space available on any existing military base before they look to lease or purchase anywhere else. So this really takes us to our current needs. And it is really this provision that was enacted as part of the National Defense Authorization Act that will allow these 100 brand-new, white-collar, good-paying jobs to come to the arsenal.
And a measure called Make It or Buy It requires the Defense Department to first consider the Army's own arsenals for defense contracts. Recently, Bustos and U.S. Senator Dick Durbin touted Make It or Buy It when the Undersecretary of the Army visited Arsenal Island and toured the manufacturing center.
When the Department of Defense is taking a look at places like the Rock Island Arsenal, that we're showing we're a place where we've got brand new jobs that have come in. We've got a foundry that is full of these high-skilled artisans that know what they're doing. And as the Undersecretary said, he thinks the thought of bracking a place like the Arsenal is unconscionable. And, to call the Arsenal a national treasure, I think we all felt pretty good about the Undersecretary's visit to the Arsenal a couple weeks ago. I think we're in a good place right now.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.